Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets, discussing all things DStv Premiership. And of course, as always, with me to my left is Panele Pikwa. Panza, good to have you here again.
It's good to be back, man. I missed last week.
Yeah, you went missing last week.
I went missing, yeah. I think Pro joined the same thing this week. I mean, Sundowns, goalless draw, and Pro Pilani goes missing.
Yeah. I think
maybe he's scared of Brendan Truta. He's had a lot to say about Miswalos and who's deserving man of the match, and I mean, player coach of the month and all of that. So against the team that's their direct rivals, he goes missing. Pro, we see you, bud.
Obviously, we will call him out on that next week. But in his place this week is Bonga Mdluli. Bonga, good to have you here.
Jess, how are you?
Shot, bro.
Awesome. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Panele did mention Sundowns and Swallows and this exciting title race that's happening at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, when one team picks up, the other team just tends to slow down as well. So Sundowns coming to this game winless in two, and Swallows, you know, they had the opportunity to go top in midweek and then they surrendered that late goal to Chipper United. So what can we expect there, gentlemen?
It's a tough one. It's a very, very tough one. I mean, Morocco Swallows haven't been scared of anyone. They've played Kaizer Chiefs. They've done very well. They've played Pirates. They drew also. So yeah, it's the big
one. Cape Town City as well.
They've beaten Cape Town City. Exactly. I mean, I remember after the first coach of the month, Brendan Truta was the one to say, okay, I want to see them play Pirates. I want to see them play Cape Town City. I want to see them play Mamelodi Sundowns. And yeah, the time has arrived.
Have they passed that test so far?
So far, they've done very well. I mean, to draw against Pirates, beating Cape Town City. So far for me, it's all good. So now, yeah, it's up against Mamelodi Sundowns, treble winners, league champions. If you win this one, then I'll say Morocco Swallows are title contenders. If they draw this one, I'd say they're still there. But if it's a narrow beating, I'd also say they're still there. But if they like get a hiding, then I'll say, okay, no, not as yet.
Not over a 30-game season.
Not over a 30-game season, yes. So this game, I'm not saying it's a make or break, but it will give me an indication as to where Morocco Swallows stand in terms of challenging for the league.
Right now, would you say as far as challenging for the cap spots?
Right now, I can say, yeah, they can do enough to challenge for the CAF spots. But at the same time, I can't say you can challenge for the CAF spots whilst you can't challenge for the league, because they like are identical. I mean, bahambisana. So, yeah, I'd say Morocco Swallows are slowly but surely on the verge of convincing me that they can challenge.
Where do you stand with Swallows, Ponga?
So far, I think they're good for a top four. For now.
Top four.
Yeah, for top four for now, they are good. But in terms of the depth of the squad for the whole season, I'm not convinced for now.
Sure. A lot of experience there.
As much as there's a lot of experience, if you look at the people like Abo Vuyo Mere, have Abo Mashanti,
Cheese
Boys, also they are there. But
they've got a good 11.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when you look at Kaizer Chiefs also picking up in Orlando Pirate, I think when it's come to the last 10 or 5 games of the season, for top four, definitely.
So this is not a title decider, they're not going to be challenging for the title come end of the season, basically.
Well, this is not a title decider, Jesse, but if Swallows...
It's just a big test, you'd say.
Yeah, if Swallows do win this game, it will be a massive boost and it will be a statement to everyone, you know. But yeah, if, like I said, if they get a hiding also, we will say, okay, ayikho ke indaba yeSwallows, ayikho lento le. We look for Super Sport as challenges to Mamelodi Sundowns. But if they do beat Sundowns, then I'll say, okay, game on.
Well, if you're out there listening and want to stand a chance of winning the 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets, let us know where you stand with Morocco Swallows and whether they're in a title race, and give us your prediction against Sundowns as well. This should be a cracking encounter. If your comment hits the target, we will credit your account with the 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Gentlemen, just before we move on to the following fixtures, your predictions? Seems like we're all siding with Sundowns here. Am I wrong?
Personally, I'll go for a Sundown 1-0.
Isn't Panele?
I'd go for a draw in this game. I think it's going to be a very difficult game, very cautious Sundowns. So yeah, I think now it's time for coaches like Abu Manqoba and Abu Rolani to pull the rabbit out of the skin, because they've done very well. I mean, to get the Sundowns 26 points. I think at this stage last season they had 22 points. So that tells you
the goals have dried up though.
Yeah, the goals have dried up. That's where I want to go. Like, they've done very well to put the team where they are, but now This is the slump that everyone expected after Obito left, that the team will go two games without scoring and something like that. I mean, that those were the talks when Obito left. So this is the time now they prove that, okay, the team is still the same, you know. It wasn't just 12 game form. We can go on the whole season. This is the time where they need to prove their worth. I mean, Sundowns have played really well, missed a lot of chances. So how do you then now convert those chances back into goals again?
You think their season has flipped around from last season? Because last season they didn't have such a great start, and then in the second half of last season they overturned that 13-point gap. They were once 13 points behind. We know we talk about games in hand and stuff, but they were 13 points behind Kaizer Chiefs last season and ended up winning the league. Right now, Chiefs are 10 points behind Sundowns. So we've seen miracles happen. I don't know where you... You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. I know
can it happen?
I've seen a lot of people saying that. I mean, Sundowns overturned a 13-point deficit last season, a 13-point gap. Can Chiefs do it? I think Sundowns had games in hand last season. That was a big, big factor. I mean, with the Chiefs case, I really don't see Chiefs going all the way and overturning a 10-point gap with between Sundowns because of simply because of the quality. Chiefs do have
there's
some
CAF coming up as well.
There's CAF coming up. Chiefs do have some good players, but fixtures are coming in thick and fast, and they don't have depth to cope with this short season and all of that. So I really don't see Chiefs challenging for the league. I think Sundowns can be challenged by maybe by your Super Sport, the teams that won't be playing CAF and things like that.
And then we'll find out about Swallows this weekend. But Black Leopards against Chippa United, Bonga?
Definitely for this one, I'll go for a Black Leopard.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a must-win game for them to be more safe in the position. I'll go for a Black Leopard. Look at the last result. They lost 2-0 against Cape Town City. I think if there's one game for them to pick up, it has to be this one. Mm-hmm. I'll go for a Black Leopard on this one.
Chippa United, like I mentioned at the top of this podcast, they got that excellent result against Swallows in midweek. For Leopards, not such a positive result. They got beaten by Cape Town City, like Bonga mentioned. So perhaps Chippa United could use this as perhaps a stepping stone to bounce back and kick on from this season and perhaps move off the relegation spots.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we spoke about this, you know, on the isiZulu and off air with Dabo and Jabulo Mangana, that when these players play big teams, that's where they motivated.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw different Black Leopards against the Orlando Pirates. I mean, the touches, the 1-2s that they were playing, it was absolutely fantastic. You couldn't believe it was a Black Leopards. And then again, after that, they play a team that's not Pirates, Chiefs, and then they do so bad, you know. They just don't show up.
Will that happen again now against Chippa United, you think?
I think it will happen. That's the thing. These players, I mean, if you can score 2 against Chiefs, 2 against Pirates, come against Chippa United, you know where to be seen. You know, that's the story with the PSL players at the moment. They only look forward to the big teams, and it's not going to work like that. You know, you have to be consistent. If I was a player, in fact, I'd just do bad in the big teams and then do well in.
There's more small teams and big teams.
There's more small teams and big teams. You know,
have more points.
Exactly. You challenge for the league if you did that. I mean, Gavin Hunt, SuperSport used to win leagues without beating about Chiefs and about Pirates. You know, so that's what I'm trying to highlight here. For you Black Leopards, I just don't trust them. I can't have them against small teams.
Well, speaking of consistencies and roller coaster rides, Maritzburg United, we saw them, they've been up and down since Hans Middendorp has taken over against Orlando Pirates, who he actually has a decent record against.
Yeah, definitely. Look, if you look at the midweek game against TX Galaxy, it was 3-0.
Disappointing.
If you told me before the game that it would be 3-0, I would put everything I have that, okay, Maritzburg are winning this one. 3-0. I was very surprised to see Maritzburg losing that game to TX Galaxy, but it shows Sean Bartlett instant impact. He knew, he knows Murintop very well, having worked with him at Kaizer Chiefs for a season and a half, so he knows very well how to beat him. And yeah, we saw it kicking in. But yeah, against Orlando Pirates, a troubled Orlando Pirates. I think if Pirates lose this game, it'll be the last game of who's in power. Remember, his first league game that he lost, it was the Kolega Manyama, when Murintop was still at Chiefs. So yeah, he gave who's in power his first PSL defeat. I think it's possible.
Give him his last,
I think it's
well.
Possible that he'll give him his last. If Maritzburg do win like 2-0 or something, I think it will be all over for Usain Power. The fans are already
personally
calling him out.
I don't even think he can throw this fixture because of the pressure that's on him
exactly.
right now.
Exactly. And also the pressure that comes from Kaizer Chiefs. I know.
Kaizer Chiefs fans, yeah, not exactly. The club.
So I think for this one, I'll go for Orlando Pirates on this one.
And Sundbauer keeps his job, yeah, at least until another week.
Hey, there's a lot that's going on at Pirates. We saw Abo Palacios, who has been there with development for so many years, resigning. We saw goalkeeper coach also resigning. So there's
Wayne Sanderlands has actually been.
Wayne Sanderlands now is goalkeeper coach. So all those things are worrying factors. As much as these people are not involved in the first team, but we know Abo Palacios, he's always like interim whenever they sack a coach.
So he works with the youngsters.
He works with the youngsters. He works very, very closely with the first team. So I think Pirates, there's a lot that's going on. We saw Abo Prasten coaching and giving him instructions to Abo Happy Jele. You know, all those things are now coming into effect, and it will come into effect even more when the results are not there. You know, at first it was fine because they were winning it made it excusable. Yeah, exactly. It was easy to make excuses and all of that. But now that the results are not coming and they're losing to Abo Black Leopards, drawing Abo Arrows, haven't scored in three games actually. In the last four, they haven't scored in three of the last four. So that's worrying signs for Orlando Pirates. And if Zimbabwe does lose this game, even worse if he doesn't score, red card.
Sure. Baroka Amazulu, Bonga.
For this one, tough. You know, I was listening to Penny McCart over the weekend. He said the guys they're playing very well, but when it comes to the final third, they are not scoring goals. I think when you look at it, we have Penny McCart was a striker, and also Siyabonga Nomvete as well. I think they'll work on with the guys. We saw this weekend Spelele Mthembu was able to score. I think they'll be able to fix that when it comes to the strike force.
And also Bonga Ntuli is back now.
Exactly.
Back,
So I'll go up for Amazulu on this one, because he's been complaining that they've been draw game that I was supposed to win easily. So for this one, it's a must-win game for Amazulu.
They did get an impressive draw against SuperSport United.
Even against Maritzburg United, where Jethro Bar was man of the match, they should have won. Pardon?
Quality keeper.
I'm not too sure about that.
I wasn't convinced at first. But I think based on his past couple of games, I think he's definitely made me change my opinion on him.
The thing is, I know him. That guy. He's not a very good keeper. I think he just had a good game.
He looks uncomfortable, I think.
I think he just had a good game. Yeah, it's not for me. I wouldn't say quality as yet. But yeah, maybe if the form keeps going, then I'll change my opinion. I'm open to that. But at the moment, I'm not saying I'm a good goalkeeper. I know the guy. I know him very well.
In terms of Baroka and Amazulu, though,
it's a tough one. I think if Upeni needs to draw a line against for the game against Kaizer Chiefs, he undermined Chiefs' form. He's benched his best players, Abo Memela, and all of that, and he got a beating. I mean, he has himself to blame for that. But yeah, he came out against Maritzburg United. They should have won the game. The keeper was the difference. The quality keeper was the difference. And then against SuperSport, they managed to hold their ground. I mean, Ushaka Zulu, whenever he's coached by Upeni, he's just a different striker. I think Upeni just shows him how to be.
He knows how to get the best out of him.
Exactly. So, yeah, Amazulu, you can say they are really coming. I mean, they've got good players. They've signed a lot of players. We are yet to see players like Abo Mahlambi coming into the fray. Abo Mlambo. They haven't done what
we expect.
Exactly. What Umulenga and Umemela have been doing. I mean, if you're coming from Pirates and Sundowns, you need to make a difference at Amazulu. You can't be under the radar like you still at Mamelodi Sundowns. So that is what's left for Upeni Makati. But in terms of play, I think they've done very well. They just need to win games now.
Now, Kaizer Chiefs make another trip to the Western Cape. The last trip to the Western Cape didn't go too badly. They beat Cape Town City, and now they play Stellenbosch, who, off the back of their 3-0 drubbing against Baroka. So,
Massive.
Chance to make it 4 wins in a row, actually.
Exactly, it's a massive opportunity.
I mean, a month ago, if we said that, people would have laughed at us. Probably A week ago. Probably never listened to this podcast again, but we are, and they could do it, I think.
Exactly, yeah. That's the impact Musa Mirnukovic has had. I mean, since his return, Chiefs have won three.
Is it just him, or is it Gavin Hunt as well?
I'd say it's a bit of both. Gavin Hunt also swapping Moake and Ukadoso. I think their run has worked also. Chiefs look more settled in midfield now. So, fantastic opportunity to make it 4 in a row. Like you said, if we said Chiefs can win 4 in a row this month, everybody would have laughed at us. But yeah, here we are against Stellenbosch. This is a game you should be targeting and use this game as revenge. This is one of the teams that cost Chiefs the league. I mean, the bio bubble, that draw, was very crucial. So you beat Stellenbosch, you get confidence. There's a derby coming in next week. I mean, you go into the derby not needing to win. You know, you can even draw the game and say, okay, our form, good form continues. So massive opportunity which these players need to step up and they need to take.
And then Chiefs obviously will be supporting Swallows. And then if they beat Stellenbosch, 10 points could become a 7-point gap. And then who knows from there?
I know for this one, I think Chiefs will do 4-4 in a row. When you look at the last time, they scored 3 goals and Stellenbosch conceded 3 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for this one, I'll go for Chiefs this one.
And what about the youngsters at Kaizer Chiefs? What have you made of them so far?
Fantastic.
I know, they've been fantastic.
And I like the fact that Rukavin Hunt didn't just, like everyone was saying, do what Chelsea did last season. You've got a transfer ban, just put the lighters. But it didn't really do that, you know. He's putting in them one by one. Like, I like the fact that this week maybe Umacheke is on the
keeping
bench.
Keeping it mixed.
Yeah, keeping it mixed.
Like Swallows, actually.
Exactly, you know. And the youngsters don't feel under pressure anyway. So they get to express themselves in a good way. But now they're getting more and more confident as the season progressed. I remember last week listening to the podcast to Juke, spoke about growth in the Kaizer Chiefs some players, you know, and I'm beginning to see it as well. I mean, the likes of Abungobo are now playing like seasonal players. They know Mashiani more youngsters. Mashiani as well coming in and making an instant impact.
You know? I think even Pilani Zulu needs to be given credit as well.
Yeah, he needs to be given credit. I mean, he's no Planty. We all know that, but he's played with so much heart. He's given everything. So yeah, for me, I think he's really improved.
Just the two games to touch on Sunday. One of them being Chakuma against SuperSport United. Chakuma, I think the less said about them, the better.
Yeah, let's just say banker. Chakuma, the players, they don't want to play. Some of the players don't even report to camp anymore. They said they're tired of not being paid. Those who do report, it's like they want to go slow or something. They're just walking on the field. Sure. Abu Rakhale and all those players. Mm-hmm. It's very, very disappointing to watch Chakuma.
To be fair, you don't really blame them, though. I mean, if you're not getting paid,
These are the teams that are just there to kill a standard of EPSL football. Mm-hmm. I mean, just when we thought EPSL is on the rise, people like Cabo Pizzo getting called up to Al Ahly, you thought, okay, people do see something with PSL, and then you just get a team like ETTM that's just there to ruin
everything.
Which
just sums up everything.
Yeah.
So SuperSport United to take advantage of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think you'd be sure about SuperSport on this one.
Cape Town City against Golden Arrows, who, by the way, are still unbeaten despite their hectic schedule.
Yeah, I'd say both teams to score. I mean, this game, I'm expecting a good football.
You think the unbeaten run is on the line, though?
I think so, but it's hard to say.
If they're getting draws at Orlando Stadium, then surely.
Exactly. I mean, you have to respect them. They've drawn with Pirates, Chiefs, you know, Sundowns as well. That tells you that how difficult this team is. They've had some very good tests, Golden Arrows. I think they're definitely in the top four, in the top eight. I think they'll definitely be in the top eight coming out of the season.
Sure. Look at the game for Cape Town City against the Black Leopard. They were able to score 2 goals
without reply.
So for this one, if there's first team to beat Arrows, it has to be Cape Town City for me.
Sure, that's a bold call.
So for me on this one, both teams to score.
As a KZN boy, we'll deal with you off air. But that's what the guys in the studio think. Let us know your thoughts. And remember, if you want to stand a chance of winning that 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets, give us your thoughts on Swallows and whether you think they're in a title race. And perhaps give us your prediction against Mamelodi Sundowns as well. Can Brandon Truter and his Dube Birds overcome the odds and beat Sundowns in their own backyard? If your comment hits the target, we will credit your accounts with the 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Gentlemen, until next week, until we discuss the small matters of the Soweto Derby. Cheers.
It's a big one. Looking forward to that one and looking forward to having pro for that one. It'll be interesting to hear.
The most neutral. Cheers.
Shab, shab. Shab, bro.